Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
So I'm excited to introduce people to your audio messages in a written way because, you know, the Spirit and the Wind. There's another one. Those revelations on the Spirit are mind-blowing, absolutely awesome. You know, the Overcomers, the Bitterness series. The Bitterness series, the reason why it impacts people so dynamically is because it's so tangibly you. You're so completely vulnerable and naked in that thing. And you're able to see so clearly the message. He's like literally cracked you open. And there it is. And so it's beautiful. So I think all these messages are going to have their own. We don't have to hold them to a template. I think that they let the Spirit be fresh every message.
My problem is that I would rather write in the poetic prose, is what they call that style.
Right.
That's how I want to write, and it's not happening now in the same way.
It's not the same, but the wonder of it is whether you're speaking or you're writing, what you make available to the person involved is that they also can share in this life. I can read so many things, and they just make me say, yeah, okay, that's nice. But because you make it so personal and because you're so willing to be transparent, it allows for my humanity to come in and say, okay, God, you'll take me too. You're willing for me in my person and in my failed humanity. You already know this, but you're willing to have a relationship with me. And that's what all of your stuff is, the encouragement and the wonder of it is. It lets you know you can have it for yourself. You don't keep it as an exclusive thing. You offer it as life to anybody who's willing, which to me is, I really believe, the wonder of Jesus as he walked the earth, is he was available to everyone. He was willing for his life to be imparted to all. And that is something you can't, I don't think you understand about your writing or your speaking, but that's the gift, is because it's personal. What you offer to me is, yes, Joan, you can have this too. It's for you too. It's for anybody who will receive him, who's willing. It's not something held apart for only, you have to be at a certain place to grasp this or get this or be, have it even offered to you. We have become so exclusive in our world today with cancel culture and every which way coming and going, something is not good anymore. And the truth is, Jesus is so inclusive. God's love includes all of us and goes out to all of us. And that's, whether it's written or spoken, that's the invitation you extend. And John does as well in his writing.
Oh, John, you have... as usual, you do in my life. You know better than I what I want. And if I could have put it in words, that what I want is to give the Christ I know to you. That would be my heart, and you understand that. Thank you. You've given me an answer, and you solved a problem. And probably it's going to release the book on warfare, because I have to let that thing go. I have to let go of my favorite style and write as he has dictating it to me, no differently how I hear it. And that's not the difference. The difference is the means, what kind of boat you're in. So thank you. As usual, you bring Christ to me and tell me he's here.
I think the real important part of it is that it's him. If it's him, it just doesn't matter how it comes out. It's him.
It comes out his way.
It comes out his
way. It's anointed.
Exactly. So I'm pleased that he's willing to bring this forward and bring himself forward and show himself strong and show, you know. So I know it's going to happen. I know, and I know it's going to be beautiful. And it's for such a time as this, and there's, you know, a reason why we've got a 60 by 20 storehouse ready to go, because I think it's this time. And I think it's going to become easier and easier for us to do this. This is number one, you know, that we're doing this way. And now we're going to. Just Joan was talking about the first year of the podcast when you and I were like Gracie and George.
Parents.
Yeah, that was just there was a jovialness, there was a newness, there was a freshness. We were learning not only each other on in a podcast scenario, you know, we were trying to figure out him in this whole deal. So This is going to evolve the same way, and but the fruit is going to, the thing I love it is that the fruit of those messages that were received by myself and Joan and LaDonna, that we receive those messages into ourselves. We've allowed those messages to impact us and to take root, and now we're going to be able to put those same messages out and gain fruit for ourselves. Actually, we're going to be given fruit because we're putting that harvest out. So it's so exciting to me that these two ladies are going to get the reward of the original message because of the fact that they're now, you know, taking up their part of it and to rebirth it. So this is going to be neat.
Oh, so encouraging to me. Oh.
So are you excited that these are coming out like this?
I'm more than excited. I'm about to cry.
Good.
in joy.
Good.
And hope. It's almost like I don't know whether it's been warfare, but there's been such a personal, private warfare about this manuscript, of course, because it's
about war.
It's about war, and it exposes the liar,
mm-hmm.
that he's nothing but a poof.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely does the devil in.
It does, absolutely.
And when I get through, there's no doubt that there will be no doubt in the reader's mind, but that the devil is done, broken, nothing, out, go away.
Right.
No power,
right.
No influence, no nothing. That Jesus did that, and I see it in that form. He's revealed it to me. Just very simple in the scripture. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and sure enough, he did.
He did it.
He did, and it's finished, and it's done, and the war is won.
Right.
And we declare that instead of this. And I understand the agony of warfare and the assault. It's been on my health. It's been in every arena. And it's interesting because you've solved what the enemy has said to me. You can't write anymore. You're done. Mm-hmm. You're not in your style. You're not in revelation. You're done. And I have said you're lying. But I have had a real struggle that you're solving today in this podcast. And as soon as we're done, I'm going to go cry. Or shout, one or the other, maybe both. And you have tried, everybody's tried to encourage me, but it's been an assault, and I feel like it's ended through this little meeting. It's huge. And I love you both for being there. You just, and I'm like, John, I'm so excited that you'd get a reward in the process of it, and that's representing him. You brought me him. Both of you did. You were willing to help, and then you got the solution. So.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.